But this is what I want to tell you. I think that when it comes to losing your weight, I just want you to think about this. Bo loves me, and I love Bo.
Yep.
And when he wants to change plans, is there a way for me to still honor my weight loss with him?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to be there with him, I just want you to be there with him. And I just want you to ask a simple question. How can I still honor my weight loss? Does that mean in this meal, if he wants to, does he want to go out to eat? What does he like to do? How does he like to switch things up on you?
Well, we eat at home a lot, especially now during COVID. And and he loves my cooking and he loves my apple pies. So I spend a lot of time in the kitchen and I feel like I need to not be in the kitchen so much. And you can see our house behind me and our TV is over on that side. And there's not...
Why do you not need to be in the kitchen so much?
Because I eat when I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. So let's do this. Rather than thinking this is a Bo problem.
Yeah.
And him wanting apple pies.
Yes, he loves
them. What if we just decide that we're going to get really good at cooking apple pies without eating them?
I know. I struggle with that. I really...
Right. So let's practice it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's plan when we're going to make apple pies.
Mm-hmm.
And do like I talked to the other girl about the planned binge. You're not necessarily binging, but you need to like say, all right, and like tell Bo like, oh my God, I'm going to surprise the fuck out of you. Well, you won't say that, but I'm going to surprise the toot out of you. Tomorrow, I am making apple pie for you.
I did that just 2 days ago.
Yeah. And you just tell him, I'm going to go journal for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I want to do is I want to learn how to make apple pies and enjoy the experience of giving you apple pies, but me not necessarily eating them.
That is so...
Because I can't lose weight.
That is so much how I want to do this. I feel like I do binge though too. Your last person, I do that. He goes to bed and I say, I'll be down in a little bit. And sometimes I journal and sometimes I eat.
Because, well, what about a next step is whether or not you want to binge or not, you just decide, I'm going to journal no matter what. Okay. I'm going to get good at this journaling thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get used to just writing some thoughts down.
And what do you think that does for me?
So the way that your brain works is when you just have your thoughts in your head, your brain believes every one of them. It doesn't question them. It doesn't know that they're just thoughts. It's just like, it might as well be the news scroll. You know how like when you watch the news, there's a little scroll on the bottom? Your thoughts are like that. And so when you don't write them down, your brain just thinks, there's the news. There's the truth. There's what's happening in the world. Like, I can't lose weight without, you know, cutting out apple pies. I will not be able to lose weight unless Bo and I separate. Like, that's the way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
When you write something down, the brain automatically, number one, makes a connection. Like basically you pour some of the thoughts out on the paper and your brain looks at them now.
Uh-huh.
It's not just believing them. It's actually looking at them and it's making decisions on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's something different that happens when thoughts are written versus when thoughts are just thunk. I know thunk's not a word, but we're going to go with it. So the first thing is to write them down so that your brain gets to do the practice of seeing like, oh, it's not that I have to do these things. It's that I keep thinking they can't lose weight and cook for Bo.
Right.
It's, so the act, like you see that thought and you're like, okay, what if something else was true? What if the thought was, I need to learn how to cook for Bo and work on my eating habits. Like that's what my next step is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why I was asking you about all this, about like, I know I need to separate. I could just tell by the way you were talking that you have things that you actually need to do for your weight loss that you're just like, it would be so much easier if I just cut all that out.
Right.
Not easier, because that's not the life you want.
No,
it isn't. Like shit.
Yeah.
That's why you're not doing it.
Yep. You are so intuitive. I don't know how you do that.
I listen to your thinking.
You're intuitive to everybody. And I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I will promise you, the only reason that I can do this is because I have written my thoughts down so much that I really understand how thoughts are different than reality.
Yeah.
All of you can get that skill too. I didn't have it 5 years ago.
Just 5 years ago. Well, I've been struggling with this. Our oldest is 33, and I'm just so tired of struggling with it. It's the first thing I think of when I get up in the morning. And it's the last thing I think of before I fall asleep. And it shouldn't be. It should be our new grandbaby, and it should be all the adventures that we're going to do on our retirement. And, you know, Bo and I used to struggle a lot. He thought I could just lose weight because he can, you know, and I try to tell him I'm not you, but anyway.
I will tell you, the only reason why it's easier for him is because he believes he can do it.
Oh, that is so true.
He doesn't think about all the reasons why he can't.
No, he doesn't.
That's the way, like, my husband is. Like, the second Chris wants to lose 25 pounds. Yeah. Yep. Chris is just one of those people who wakes up every day. I don't care what size he is. He's like, oh, sexy beast. I mean, just,
yes.
He just thinks amazing things about himself and his potential.
Yes.
Bo doesn't entertain all this other shit. And whenever he catches himself thinking shit, he's like, oh, ew, no.
I know Bo is very confident. He built this house that we live in, and he just makes a plan. And I flipped the calendar today because I made my monthly calendar and did all the things I heard you saying. And I saw at the top that he had made a goal of either going to Branson or going to Italy. My God, he was thinking of going to Italy, but then COVID hit.
But this is the thing. I just want you to start with writing your plan each day. I want you to start deciding, what can I do for my weight loss today that's going to be easy and doable?
Yeah.
What things do I think are problems? And what can I do to work on those? Because anything that you think is a problem is just the next thing to solve.
Yeah.
To lose a little bit more weight. It's like, so if you think baking apple pies is a problem, we don't cut out apple pies if we love baking them.
I don't want that to be a problem. I want that to be something I pass on to our daughters. Yeah. And, you know, it's something they learned from their mother, because I learned it from my mother.
So what we want to do now is we want to really enjoy it. So I want you to be thinking about, because this is what our tendency is. If we eat while we do it, is to think that that has to go away. And it's something that we really absolutely want to be enjoying. Right. So I want you to write about what would make it really enjoyable and what makes it not enjoyable. Probably snacking and all that other stuff. I want you to think about, that's the part that kind of sucks the joy out of it.
Right.
Because then at the end, I'm more upset that I ate than I am proud of what I did.
Yeah.
And so then it lets you start thinking about, all right, so what are the ways that I can figure out how to not mindlessly snack by focusing on really enjoying this experience? It's so funny you talked about this, because, and then I swear to God, it's like 1:30, I better go pee because the next call is starting at 2. But we have been watching the British Baking Championship. Uh-huh. And I love all those cooking shows that come on during the holidays. I love all of them. And Chris and I have been just obsessed with this. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, I am buying us a mixer and we're getting ready to start baking. He said, you don't even eat desserts. Cause I'm like a savory person. When I said, I don't care. I'll give it to Logan. I was like, this baking looks amazing. I was sitting there picturing myself like kneading dough.
Yeah.
Creating something beautiful.
Yeah.
Putting love into it and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I do when I bake. And I don't necessarily snack while I'm cooking. It's that the pie is there and then I just eat it all right along with him.
That's okay. So when the next time you bake apple pie, guess what you put on your plan? A slice when you're done. And you eat it until you're satisfied. The next version of you gets over diet rules, starts planning a piece of apple pie.
Yep.
Eats a piece, really enjoys it, experiences it with her husband. Like, you have to learn how to have all of that. You haven't learned that part of weight loss yet. You've only learned how to think food's evil and I should just cut food out.
It's so true. It's so too true, Corinne. I need to probably make another call with you because I have a lot of other things that I'll just make a list and then raise my hand.
You make a list and keep raising your hand. How about that? Right. Come to the other coaches' calls too.
Yeah.
We're all here all the time. So
I like all your other coaches. They're wonderful.